Okay, good luck. We'll start. Yes, we'll welcome everybody back to the Motzei Shabbos series. Baruch Hashem, now that we've come through the Yom Narayim. And the subject that I selected this evening, I recognize, is not the most cheerful of subjects. Subject of physician-assisted suicide. And I'll say at the outset that if the question comes up, Rachmana Litzlan, so you need to consult, with physicians and, of course, with qualified Rabbanim. I just want to give an overview of what some of the issues are. It's a bit of a contemporary subject because it's in the news all the time. Different states, some states have started, a number of states, I think four or five states in the United States presently allow physician-assisted suicide. It's perfectly legal. And there are other states, where, including I think here in New Jersey, where it's at least on the table. It's being debated. I don't know that what's going to be. I'm not sure whether it's a public referendum. I don't know exactly how it works. But this is something that's out there, and there are countries. Right, there's several countries in Europe where it's certainly allowed. In Switzerland, Holland, and Belgium, I think, are these countries. So I thought we'd discuss it because we have a pasuk in this morning's seder in Parshas Noach, which is in the first source, Bereishis Perek Tes Pasuk Hey. This is right after Noach and the people who came out of the Tevah are told that they are permitted to consume meat. They're allowed to kill an animal in order to have meat. But then it says in Perek Tes Pasuk, Hey, v'achaz dimchem anafshosechem edrosh. I will, however, come after you or hold you responsible, so to speak, edrosh. I will look into it. I'll hold you accountable for your own blood. Dimchem lanafshosechem. You can spill the blood, so to speak, of animals. But as dimchem however, as dimchem lanafshosechem edrosh miyad kol chaya edushenu umiyad ha'odam. For another person, Yad Ish Achiv, a person to his brother and so on, even to his brother, Edrosh es Nefesh Adam. I will hold you accountable. That's, I'm explaining Edrosh. So Rashi comments here in this parsha, Bereishis, again, Perek Tes, Pasuk Hei, V'achaz Dimchem, Rashi spells it out. Afal pi shehitarti lachem netilos neshama v'behema, even though I allowed you to take the life of an animal, however, es Dimchem Edrosh, from whom? Mehashofech dam atzmo, says Rashi. From someone who spills his own blood, someone who commits suicide. So this is understood as a prohibition against committing suicide. And obviously the question of physician-assisted suicide is going to be impacted by the general attitude towards suicide, within halacha. So this pasuk is understood, the way Rashi explains it, to refer to suicide. And on the word l'nafsho sechem, why does it to dimchem l'nafsho sechem? So Rashi adds, af hachonek atzmo. Because the word dimchem implies blood. What if you kill yourself without spilling any blood? Okay, you can slit your throat, so a lot of blood. However, you can choke yourself, or today's example might be you can take pills. So you might think, well, there's no blood involved, so hafachonik atzma, afo pishal yotzim in adam, it's the same prohibition. Doesn't matter how you do it. Okay, that's how the
prohibition. Is the only source in Torah for suicide?
Pretty much the most direct source. We'll see a little bit later, perhaps something else as well. Rashi, again, doesn't fabricate this. It's based upon a Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Tzadi Aleph Amud Beis, in the third source, Tzadi Aleph Amud Beis, where the Gemara is talking there about harming yourself, not killing yourself, but harming chavola. Chavola ba'atzmo. So the Gemara asks, "Man tana de shamos hay da amar ain't other mashiach lechavol ba'atzmo." How do we know that it's also to inflict physical damage on yourself, to cut yourself, or to harm yourself in any way? So the Gemara suggests, "Ilema hay tana." It's this brayso. The Tanya va'achas dimchem nafshechem edrosh. Rabbi Lazar, miyad nafshosechem edrosh es dimchem. Again, extrapolating our pasuk here in Parshas Noach, the Gemara says that maybe that's the source. Just like you can't kill yourself, you also can't harm yourself physically. And the Gemara says, no, but dilma katola shani. Killing yourself is different. So the Gemara has to go on to figure out a different source. But well, for our purposes, you see from that Gemara, it assumes, it's a double pasuk, that our pasuk is saying, you're allowed to kill yourself. Does that imply also not allowed to harm yourself in other ways? So that's a discussion in the Gemara. But for our purposes, and then Rashi fills in the fourth source, the Tzari Alchma Beis Mavakamon, after Sech Medrash, Miyad Atzmechem Edrosh. So, clearly, it's understood that the suicide, a person is not permitted to take his own life. The Rambam Paskins in Hilchos Rotzeach, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, Source 5, has several cases where, perhaps someone didn't kill somebody directly. For example, Ava Socher Horeg Laharogas Achavero. One spoke about this a few years ago. You hire somebody to kill. You didn't kill anybody, but you paid somebody off, right? Osha Sholach Abdo Vahargo. You had your servant do it, right? You hired a hitman or something. Osha Kofas Chaver Vinich Lifne Ha'ari V'chayotzebo V'arato Achaya. I didn't kill him, but I tied him on the railroad tracks, right? In other words, I didn't kill him. A train came an hour and a half later, but I tied him on the railroad tracks. I put him in a cage with a lion or whatever. And what's important for us, v'chein ha'horeges atzmo, says the Rambam openly. Similarly, someone who kills himself, kol echad me'elo shofech damim hu. Every one of these cases, a murderer, Vavon Hariga Biyada Vachav Misal Shamayim, Ema Mrs. Bezin. It's not Mrs. Bezin, but Misal De Shamayim. You can ask the question, you know, well, if you're dead already, so what kind of Misal De Shamayim? Doesn't sound like a terrible punishment if you're already dead. But we'll see you later what that might have to do with. That's Halacha Beis, Perak Beis, Halacha Sotzeach, Halacha Gimel. The Rambam says, Uminayin Shekein Ho'adin, how do I know that this is true? So he takes these psukim from here in Parshas Noach, what you mentioned before, Jackie, Shofech Dama Adam. So we read the whole, I don't read the whole Rambam inside, but you know, you can see how, the Rambam, based on Chazal, derived from the different phrases in these psukim here in Parshas Noach to cover all the cases that he just mentioned. And for our purposes tonight, at the end of that line, as dimchal nafshasechem edrosh zeh ha'horig atzmo. Okay? And since it says the word edrosh, which I said I'll hold you accountable, that's the last words of that Rambam, lashon drisha harei dina mosol shamayim. This is up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Now, in rabbinic literature, in Chazal, someone who takes his own life is called me'abed atzmo l'da'as, or b'da'as. That's what we find in the Brisa in Maseches Smachos, sometimes called Maseches Ovel Rabasi. On the back of Seder Nezikin, you have a number of so-called Maseches Ketanas. Pirkei Avos is there, and Avos Derab Nosson, and Maseches Kala, and Maseches Sofrim. These are a little bit later, they're authoritative, but they're not technically part of the Gemara, the authoritative sources. There's something called Maseches Smachos. Smachos is a euphemism. Sometimes they call it Ovel Rabasi, right? Not Simcha, right? It's a euphemism. So there in Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, it says, and this is printed in the back of regular standard Shas, at the end of the Seder Nezikim, it says, Hame'abed es atzmo b'da'as, someone who takes, Hame'abed means like, you know, Lashmid lahorag l'abed, right? To destroy. He destroys his own life. On purpose, aim is asr chol davar. You don't do anything in terms of treating him in terms of Kavod Hameis, that's the subject over there. Rabbi Shmuel even says you make a declaration. Rabbi Kavod says you don't have to say anything. But on the second line, Ein Korin, you don't take Kriya, right? Ein Maspidim, you don't deliver eulogy. However, you do other things which are for the survivors, you know, for the family. The klal is Kol Shu Mipnei Shu Kavod L'Chaim. Kol Shu Dover at the end of Alam Chalav. Kol Shu L'Kavod L'Chaim Harabim Misaskim Bo. Whichever the Kavod L'Chaim, then people get involved in. But if it's not, then you don't do it. Halacha Beis, the Rambam clarifies. The Maseches Smachos, right? That clarifies. What does it mean a person takes his own life? So it's not that a person was up on a tree or a roof or someplace and fell. That may have been an accident. Ella Zeshomar, Hareini Ola Rosh Ilan, Ola Rosh Hagag, Vapilat Smivamos. A guy said, I'm going to go kill myself. And he goes to a bridge or to a top of a house or a roof or something like that and so on and so forth. So again, as the Maseches Smachos concludes, V'chol HaMa'abed Es Atzmo B'Da'as, Ein Misaskim V'chol Dover. And that's how the Rambam passes the Hilchos Ovel, Parak Aleph, Aloch Yud Aleph, so 7, Parak Aleph, Hilchos Ovel, Aloch Yud Aleph. Except the things that are covered l'chaim, and so on. And he gives the same examples what's meant ma'abed atzmo l'das, and the same thing the Rambam says a little bit later in Hilchos Avon, source 8, Perek Beis, Halacha Ches. So, including ma'abed atzmo l'das, ain ha'kohen metame l'chaim. A kohen can't become tame. Okay, so these are all dinim where obviously we have a very, very negative view of somebody who's ma'abed atzmo l'das. So, let's see, yes, before, is our pasuk the only source for this issue? So it's interesting. We're going to see in a second there is another source, and it may have, there's a bit of a hakira, lamdash hakira. Let's say somebody does take his own life. Is that, are you a murderer? In other words, is that under losirtsach, so to speak, or it's some other iser, right? And that's going to be relevant to tonight's discussion, because if suicide, you know, taking your, you could argue that murder means you murder somebody else, right? But it's not called murder, and I'm not sure what it is in America, it's not called murder if you kill yourself, possibly, you could make such a case, and therefore it may not be under losirtsach, and therefore there might be more room for certain exceptions if it's not murder. Murder, of course, is one of the three of a gimel averus hachamuros where we have very little room for, you know, for maneuverability, right? If it's a different iser, you know, it's not correct, not direct under lo sirtzach, maybe then there's perhaps room for adjustment. Yeah. Yeah, right. So maybe, I don't know. It's an interesting point. It's a hakir nachon, as we'll see. I didn't think of that. It's possible. However, there is a drusha in the psikta. Okay, the pasuk in the Aseret HaDibros I printed in source 9, Shmos Perakov Pasuk Yigimel says, of course, lo tirtzach. Okay, that means to murder somebody else. Okay, but there's a psikta, the psikta Rav Asi in Piska Chav Dalad, a full disclosure in some editions, it's Chafei, whatever. It says, Dibura Shtisoi, the sixth Dibur of the Aseret HaDibros, lo tirtzach, lo tisratzeach. Now the double tav is reflexive in Hebrew, right? It refers back to yourself. So the psikta, this medrash, has a drasha that it refers to murder yourself, which according to this approach, then it is under murder. Okay, killing yourself would be under murder according to this approach. And I printed the next few sources are different statements by in the commentary of Sefer Mitzvah Besadia going from Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlo. We've mentioned on a number of occasions in previous shiurim. Good evening, Gavach. We mentioned on a number of occasions in the past. Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon, one of the Gaonim, one of the early authorities, wrote a Sefer HaMitzvahs where he lists all the Taryag Mitzvahs. It's a very short Sefer. In fact, he just lists the Mitzvahs in poetic style. You know, just the line and the hints of three Mitzvahs. So in the early, more than 100 years ago, so Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlo, who's a great Talmud Chacham in Europe, wrote an extensive commentary on Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon Sefer HaMitzvahs. So Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon Sefer HaMitzvah, a very thin little Sefer. After Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlo got through, it's three fat volumes. I think now it's in five volumes. So if you open it up, you see one line from the Sadia Gaon, and 22 pages from official Perla going through all the dinim, all the details, a very, very thorough work. A great Talmud Chacham. So in several different places he discusses this. Again, we're questioning is, we see from Sukkim, you're not allowed to kill yourself, but we're trying to analyze, is that murder if you do it, or is something else? So if you understand this drasha from the Psikta, lo tirtzach means lo tisratzeach, means not to kill yourself, then it's another example of murder. So the Sadia Gaon, for example, in the source 11, in Mitzvah Essen, I say Yutes. It says Hare Afila Gabe Navshe Kosa Balachutanos the over below Tirzah. Quotes the Sefer Alachutanos. I looked up that juvenile Alachutanos didn't see it that clearly, but you know Ruchem Perlo says so. So he says you over below Tirzah. So he's pretty clear that it's a if you kill yourself, it's a violation of murder. Okay, and he quotes this drasha. V'chein roisi b'psikta rabos. You see, he says Reish Parsha Chav Hei. The edition we have is Chav Tal. Whatever it is, Darish lo sirtzach lo tisratzeach. That's what he says there in Essen Yud Tes. In Essen Chav Ches number 12, Rabbi Chaim Perlo repeats it again. He says Havale in the middle of the first line of 12. Havale kime abed atzmo das ta Havale kehoreg atzmo. It's killing yourself and lofiyam huur b'psikta rabosi gam horeg atzmo over below tirtzach. I mean, there he says it black on white. Somebody who kills himself is in violation of lo tirtzach, as the drasha goes, lo sisratzeach. So he says it over there. And again, in the lavin, lo sasen nunches and nuntes, source 13, again, he says, towards the end of the first line, the mavur, the bechlal, az hara guzu, gam rotzeach es atzmo. So again, our chakira, we're trying, according to this, Rabbi Yochanan Perlo, darshan this psikta, and he says, other achronim hold like that, if you kill yourself, then it is a form of murder, and it's prohibited under lo sirtzach. And,
Correct.
That's the case there. Yeah.
The same as this list I say are these referring to?
I have to double check. One of his little, they all have to do with, I have to double check, okay? They all have to do with saving lives and preserving life and so on. And in the Onshin, in source number 14, Minyan Ayin Aleph, Onshin in the Psicha, he says again, first of all, he says that lav, of course, the lo tirtzach is included. And if you look at the second line of 14, Hainu lomar de bechlal azharazu shalo lirtzach es atzmo. Included in the lav of lo tirtzach, and that's talking about lo tirtzach, directly, he says included in this is not to kill yourself, so it is a form of ritzicha. And he based on the Gemara, he quotes that Gemara in Baba Kama that we saw in Parak Rachovo in the back in source number, whatever that was, source number 3 and 4, Tari Aleph Mabez and Baba Kama, where the Gemara says, Katala Shiny. The Gemara debates whether harming yourself, but the Gemara assumes that the Rapasha, they're killing, he thinks it's under that, and under lo sirtza. And included, if you look at the last couple of lines of 14, very important, Klomar, Hishomru Lachem, Shelo Tigrimu Lenafshechem Lehabed Meher. That's what you were driving at, Jackie. Look what he says. You have to take care not to do anything that causes you to self to die. And that's, of course, to protect your life and to, and of course, the question is how far does that go? I mean, you're not allowed to do things that are self-injurious or risky, so, you know, where do you draw the line? I mean, there's some contemporary about them say you shouldn't go skiing, you know, what about skydiving? What about, you know, what about walking across the street? I mean, you know, hang gliding, what about walking across the street? I mean, you know, so you shouldn't, that's assumed you're not allowed to smoke. Okay, what about eating a lot of chocolate? Or, you know, I mean, the question is where to draw the line, which is not our topic tonight. But in any event, huh?
No question.
Well, because that's not really the simple, that's not really the intent of that pasuk. That's why. Okay. The last line of 14 says Shibaratsocho is Chaver Oval Chaver Belo Sirtzach Balatmo Belo Sitzratzeah. He darshens the psikta two things: Lo Tirtzach, That means not to kill somebody else. Lo tisra tzerech, not to kill yourself. Okay, and one of the Yachonim, the base mayor that he quotes, that I did find in source 15, Yerodeus and Reish Tezvov, Siv Gimel, the commentary of the base mayor, Devadai b'misas atzmo hu muzhar b'lav delo sirtzach. He also says it black on white. He's earlier than Ruchem Perlo. Also an Achron, but he says, you kill yourself, it's also lo sirtzach. However, the Minchas Chinuch disagrees. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Dalet, it's Oschess in the newer editions, he says, V'hine ma'abed atzmo lo das, eino b'chlal lav delo sirtzach. Minchas Chinuch Tain is that it's not included on the lo sirtzach. And Rak Chaim, it's usher, he's not arguing that it's permissible, but he said it's a separate isser, doesn't clarify as to what it'll be under exactly. But in Afkamina, he writes at the end, Im Shiber Kalim Mishas Maisa. This is the famous sug of Komalei by the Rabmine. We asked before, it says if it's Osirtzach, so the punishment is Misa Bidei Shamayim. What do you mean Misa? He's dead already. He killed himself. The answer is, does it have the dinim of Misa Bidei Shamayim? And that's the whole question of whether Komalei by the Rabmine. Komalei by the Rabmine means, if I do an Isser, let's say I kill someone, I shoot you. Okay, so in addition to shooting, I made a hole in your shirt. Okay, so now your Yoshim are gonna have not gonna get this shirt. So do I have to pay also? Right? Or from a Chal Shabbos, right? Hey, come up, that's the whole third part. Consumers, you have to go all these cases. So, I'm not going to come up in it now. I'm just saying that, but that depends. When you have a certain Isurim, then you only punish the higher level punishment and the lower level punishment gets off. So I don't have to pay for the shirt.
What's the difference?
What's that?
He's not part of Otirtzah.
Yes, so apparently whatever the Isser is...
Rock. What does
Rock
mean? It's less?
Rock, Chayim, Misur, Deshamayim, right, as opposed to... I don't know, it's less with regard to Kamen Ramine, right? You still have
to... He's not talking about Kamen Ramine.
No, that's what he means. Nafkaminim, Shiber, Kelim, Shas, Maisa, that's what he says.
Okay, but so what's the difference if you Chayim, Misur, Deshamayim?
Okay, so that's a Kamen... No, it's Misur, Deshamayim. You have a Skila, a Bezdin. That's a question. But
if you're chayev,
is it categorized as an avera, which, will apply kamer amine? That's the question. Anyway, but the point for us, the Minchas Chinuch is saying, ma'abed atzmo das, eino b'chlal loter, whatever the nafkamin will be, but it's not on the loter, he disagrees, and possibly there's a mukkar for this in the Ran, in Surah 17, the Ran in Shavuos, is Yud Aleph and Aleph on the page of the Rif. If a person, let's say, that's a shvuah, so a guy takes a shvuah to kill himself, does he have to keep the shvuah, right? The guy, all these things, neder, shvuah, la Torah, the whole, any other. So it comes up in that case. So, afilu hachi, he says, nishba la hamis es atzmo, nishba hu lavar al divrei Torah mamish. That is called nishba lavar al divrei Torah. So maybe it is on the low tirtz. You can't quite prove it from the Ran, but, again, because let's remember, our pasuk Achas Dimcha Moshe Seichem is not, it's before Matan Torah, we don't have a clear, if you hold like the psik, the lo tirtzach means lo tisratzeach, okay, that's a pasuk, Neseres HaDibros, but if you don't have a clear pasuk, you have only this drusha from a pasuk in Parshas Noah, which is Koda Matan Torah and everything else, and it's not under the Shemesh Noah, yeah, okay, so you have to figure out which ones apply. But anyway, that's the
huh?
Right, that's the pasuk he quotes. So he says, "Mikre mola davar." So it's still against the overall divrei Torah. So that's the question: what does he mean? I don't know, but the Ran at least talks about it and go either way. I want to show you in source number 18 now. So that's a chakira. Again, coming back to our point, if suicide is under murder, so there's going to be less room for flexibility in terms of exceptions we want to get to. Then it's physician assisted and all that, then if it's not murder, okay, that's what I wanted to get to. Now, but there's a very interesting comment, by in my opinion, and it's not me to give a haskama, but there's a sefer called Haksav HaKabbalah by Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi Mecklenburg, okay, a German gadol, and I think it's an underappreciated sefer. What he does, Kabbalah here in the title has nothing to do with Kabbalistic mysticism. Kabbalah means our tradition, Mesorah, like the Rambam says, Medivei Kabbalah, right? It doesn't mean Kabbalah, what they call it today. Okay, yeah. I think they reprinted not that long. I haven't. But anyway, so the Sefer HaKsava HaKabbalah, what he does is, as the title suggests, he shows a very creative interpretation of Psukim, how many things that are in Torah Shebaal Peh, Kabbalah, Torah Shebaal Peh means our oral tradition, are actually, can be seen if you look at the Psukim properly. He shows you how you can find many things in Psukim. Okay, that's an Ksava Kabbalah here in Parshas Noach, in our Parsha, Source 18, in Paraktes Pasuk HaYavarishas. He's bothered by, you may want to look back at the opening Pasuk in Source 1. He's bothered by the language in the second half of the Pasuk. It says, Umiyad Ha'adam, Umiyad Ish Achiv. mentions Adam and mentions Ish. Now both words are, they're interchangeable to at least to some extent. They both mean man, and not man as opposed to woman, but human beings. So why did it say Miad Adam, Miad Ish Achim? So he makes a very fascinating point. He says, Kefa Loshem Adam V'Ish. Okay, what is that Adam V'Ish? What does it also mean in the pasuk Miad Ish Achiv? What's going on? So look what he says, a fascinating comment. Nearly, ki in source 18, Nearly ki yesh shnei ofanei ritzicha. There are two types of murder. Im l'ra'as hanirtzach, it's negative or bad for the victim. Lim kol mikmosom, and I want to take revenge, something he did to me. O akachas mamono, I want to rob him, so I shoot him because I can rob his house. However, b'lukadom is im l'tovas hanirtzach. But sometimes killing somebody is for the ultimate benefit of the nirtzach. Keshu meshuka b'tzar gadol. The guy is suffering, nebuch, right, in pain. V'yivchar mavis michaim, and he would prefer to die than to continue to live. Kavi Melech, we'll see, that's not Avi Melech from the Chumash, but Avi Melech from Navi, you know, the Shofet, we'll get to later. She'omer lanar, shloch chavachom osaseini, right? He told his arm bearer to kill him. Uchashol, shol amelech, lamalek, we'll see the case inside shortly, okay? He says, al shnei ela dibra akasov ala horeg l'ros hanirtzach. Sometimes you kill somebody because you have it in, so to speak, for the victim. A person kills somebody because he's robbing him, or because he wants to harm him, or take revenge, or whatever. But sometimes it's, you know, so he says, that's Adam. Okay, that's Adam. Hanase rak mibchusei b'nei Adam, yomar miyad ha'adam. Kemo shenikrila anshei do haflaga, asher banu b'nei ha'adam. Right, when it's negative, the Torah uses Adam. So Adam is somebody who kills, to harm, you know, to hurt the victim. Okay, but sometimes Ish, which is a higher level, he might be a good friend of the person. He's doing this. We call that mercy killing, right? You're doing it to help the person. Okay? Yidme kimitzuhu. I think it's a mitzvah. I'm helping this person. And person, God forbid, and that's really our case, our question tonight. In cases of physician-assisted suicide, it's because the patient is suffering. He or she is in tremendous pain. I remember seeing once a cartoon, the woman is on trial. And it's a courtroom scene. A woman is on trial. And she said, it was assisted suicide. He was just too pig-headed to ask for it. but the idea is that sometimes you're doing it because you know you feel bad for the person. The person wants it, right? So it says yidma kimitzahu lahamis mitzahu osel lahamiso kadei lahashkito mitzar to take away his suffering. Alze omar miyad ish achiv shehu ish, and it's my brother, right? Kam hu echav, I love this person. I'm doing this because I want to do it. I can't stand to see the person suffering. Says the Ksava Kabbalah, that's his drasha. Both things are included in the pasuk. It's also to do it. So according to, again, he's not paskening, quote unquote, but his interpretation of the pasuk is that the iser of killing, this is our case. Physician assisted suicide would not be permissible. It's not only when you murder somebody out of evil intent for the victim is it considered rotzeach, but also if you want to help him. Now, what are the cases?
Saying as pasuk proves it's wrong.
Yeah. Okay. Logically, you could make a child. I mean, logically. Okay. Logically, you could make a person suffering. Nebuch, I want to put him out of his misery, like we have the expression, right? And that's what physician-assisted suicide. But I want to distinguish. I mean, I'm not sure technically. Maybe the doctors can. I think when they talk about euthanasia, I think the patient is usually not conscious, right? Is he not able to make the decision himself? Is that true? At least colloquially, I don't know if medically, but at least colloquially, it's used for a case where.
I think I was reading an article.
Yeah, in Oregon, they allow physicians to suicide.
But even when it's like they just don't want to die a miserable death, they do it completely okay.
Right, but doesn't the patient. I thought that in case of euthanasia, typically, or the way it's used colloquially, euthanasia means the patient is in a coma and someone else is making the decision, whereas physician-assisted suicide is not necessary. Okay, I stand correct. Okay. Anyway, let's look at the cases that he mentioned and some other cases from Tanakh. It could be even... Oh, look, I was injured or whatever right here. Euthanasia, right. All right. Anyway, yeah. So let's see. So there is a medrash here in Parshas Noach, source number 19. The medrash says, Bracious Rabbah, here in Noach, Parshas Lamedal, Simon Yud Gimel, the Pasuk says, Ach, that's how our Pasuk started. Ach es dimchem. Ach is always comes to include or usually to exclude something else. Here it says, Ach lahavi es achonek atzma. We saw that in Rashi. Because the Pasuk speaks about spilling blood. So what if I take pills? I didn't spill any blood. What if I choke myself? Right? So that's also usher. But yachol kishol, what about in a case like shol? Talmud Lomar Ach, no, that's not a problem. That seems to be allowed. Yochol Kehananya Mishal Vazarya, right? We got through saying in the Slichas, the Holy Yom Kippur, Mishal Kehananya Mishal Vazarya B'soch Kif Shanei Shu Yaneinu, right? They were put in the, okay, so we'll talk about that. But I want to tell you, what is,
so,
right, which is not for tonight either. But let's look at some cases in Navi. Okay, so one that the Ksava Kabbalah mentioned was this Avimelech. This is not Avimelech from the Torah with, you know, with Avram Yitzhak, with, you know, tell them it's my sister and so on. That's not this Avimelech. This is Avimelech, the Shofet, I think was the son of Gidon, right? So Avimelech. Your Baal is Gidon. But I think, okay, anyway, so there it says the following. Shoftim Perek Tes, source 20. There was a war, he came to the tower, and they were fighting, and so on and so forth, right? And they wanted to burn it down. Nun Gimel. Some lady from the top, they're under siege, and they're having, so some lady threw a millstone of some sort off the roof of the tower, and it went onto the head of this Avimelech, Vatiretz Esgulga, fractured his head. Just split his head open. Okay, and he was dying. So Pasuk Nun Dalad, Vayikra Meherel Anar No Sechelav. He immediately summoned his arms bearer, his soldier. Vayomer Shalom Charbuchom Osen, you kill me. Penyomruli Isha Haragasu. Shouldn't be the mockery, the ignominy. Some lady killed. You know, that's not the way you want to die in battle valiantly. That some lady threw a rock and it split your head open, right? So he said, kill me now, and he did. Vayikra Anar Vayomos. Okay, as the Mitzvahs David explains, if it said a woman killed him, Pasuk Nun Dalad Isha Haragto, the kolon yechash would be embarrassment. So that's one case where it seems now he was dying. Okay, and his head was split open. It was only a matter of X amount of time before he would expire. So he said, you kill me right now, slit my throat, so I'll die instantly. So basically he says to hasten his death to prevent embarrassment. So that would seem to indicate, typically in the case of physician-assisted suicide, the person is dying, he's dying in pain and so on and so forth, and he wants to end it now. So possibly that's a source, and that's what the Ksava Kabbalah was driving at. So that would seem to say that it's not, Ksava Kabbalah would say that it's not allowed. Another case?
Does not say, no.
Okay? A more famous case from I'm just showing you the cases in Tanakh. Okay. That didn't go either way. Okay? Another more famous case is the story of Shimshon. Shoftim Perek Tes Zayin, we all know, right? Vayikra Shimshon Hashem, he was captured by the Plishtim, was tied in the palace there, the building. And Shimshon called out and he said, Hashem Elokim, right? This is Shoftim Perek Tes Zayin, starting Pasuk Chavches. Hashem, give me strength just this one more time, right? And I'll take revenge. Pasuk Chavches, Pasuk Lamed. Vayomer Shimshon Tomos Nafshim Plishtim, right? Let me die with the Plishtim. And Vayet Bekov, and he pulled his strength and the house came tumbling down, right? Brought the house down like the joke, right? Brought the house down. And it collapsed on many people. So in effect, Shimshon, who was being tortured to death, hastened his own death. He obviously, when the building collapsed, it collapsed on him too. Okay? Yeah, right, Acharami. Okay, could be a different. Huh? They blinded him already, right.
They made a mockery, mocking him.
He sure.
He said to put his hands on.
Right. So I'm saying they were mocking him, yeah. but he
wasn't being tortured at that moment.
No, not at that moment. Right, that's true. Okay, that's a horror.
In danger at that
right,
moment.
That moment wasn't in danger, but he was going to be in danger. It was clear what they were going to do. I don't know.
Beat them up.
Okay, and but that was Shimshon. So that's another case in the Tanakh where a person, in effect, it wasn't physician assistant; he did it himself. But you know, one could argue it was for a greater good, so to speak. And then the last case that I printed here is from Shaul HaMelech, at the very end of Sefer Shmuel Aleph, starting source 23, the very end. The Plishtim were fighting again, and the Plishtim caught up with Shaul, and they killed him. This is the beginning of Perek Lamed Aleph of Sefer Shmuel Aleph. They killed Yonasan and Avinadav and Malkishua, the children of Shaul, and Apostle Gimel Vatich Baram Chamel Shaul, and the war got harder and so on. And and they started firing arrows at the Shaul, and he was being killed. So in Pasuk Dalad by Omar Shaul and Osei Caleb Shlov Charbucha de Karenivah, kill me, you kill me. Penyavoha Arelim, these Arelim, these non-Jews, the Plishtim will come, they'll kill me. This Alubi, and they'll embarrass me and mock me and so on. Velo Ova Osei Caleb, but his soldier didn't want to do it. He didn't want to kill Shaul. So Vayikach Shaul es Acher Vayipol Aleh. Shaul himself took the spear and he, according to the simple reading, he killed himself. And the soldier killed himself also. Now the Radak there comments in 24, Shmuel Al Perek Lamed Al Pasuk Hey, the Radak says, Karov Lamisa, he hadn't yet died, okay? He didn't yet die. Karov Lamisa, Kilo Mesa Dain, Ad Shemiso Amaleki. We're going to see shortly that somebody else was there in the camp, a Ger Amaleki, an Amaleki convert, in fact, the Amaleki is not a issue now, killed him, but he was dying. Says the Radak at the end of the second line of 24. V'lo chata Shaul b'hargo atzmo. Shaul did not sin by doing this. The afal picha kosum our pasuk aches dim chonav shasechem edrosh. What do you mean? How do we commit suicide? I thought we have a pasuk can. Chom erchem edrosh osim targo atzmechem. Right? The Radak explains what our pasuk means. You're not allowed to kill yourself. So how could Shaul do such a thing? So afal picha in lo chata. That's the third to last line. Levisha yodea Shaul ki sofo hayol amos milchama. Shaul had it was already told by Shmuel. Remember with the dream and everything, when they conjured up Shmuel, right? Shmuel said, you're going to die in this battle. So he knew he was going to die in a battle anyways. Well, according to this Radak, that would mean if you know you're going to die anyway, you can hasten your death. But that's what the simple reading of the Radak is. And Radak quotes that Medrash I printed back in 19, the Medrash here of Reishis Rabbah, Parsha Lamadal, Simon Yib Gimel, that Yochel Kishol Ach, that Ach Shol is an exception. The case of Shol was an exception. Now this is
hastening your own death and hastening death.
Well, again, very possible. We'll see. Well, again, Shol originally asked. Okay, good. He's a melech. Correct. And a chanami. But I'm just saying, that's the Radak.
Right.
The Radak said he didn't sin. Yeah.
All of these are active acts, though, of killing yourself.
Right.
Holding
of. Okay, we'll try and get to that. We'll see if we get there. We'll get to it. Okay, now, the story, that was the end of Shmuel Aleph. The story is repeated in Shmuel Beis, Perek Aleph, which is actually the next Perek. Okay, it's it's one safer. Shmuel is one safer. You know, there's no Shmuel Aleph and Shmuel Beis in Chazal. It's one safer. The Christians divided it up. You know, that the people, you know, the story is that people went to this kever of Shmuel HaNavi. They came to Nabi Salam's right outside of Ramot now. Here's Shmuel, so someone asked, is Shmuel Aleph or Shmuel Beis? You know, there's no, so we call it one safer. But anyway, Shmuel Beis, Perek Aleph. So the news came to David. That's the, David wasn't part of that battle, so the news came to David. I printed all the pshukim, we don't have time to read them now, but you can look yourself, right? Ish bo min amachan, amim shol, if someone came back from the camp and David asked what happened, and he said, unfortunately Shol died, Yonason died, and this escapee, refugee from the battlefield came and reported to David everything that had taken place, and so on. And David was, how do you know that Shaul died? So he says, this young man, Ranar Magilo, said, Nikro Nikresi Bahal Gibov, Shaul Nishan Al Khaniso. I saw myself, Shaul was leaning on his spear, and his spear was in his body. I saw him, okay? And, he called me over, and he asked me, you know, he asked, who are you? I'm an Amalek. He was a ger from Amalek, okay? And look at Tez, Vayomer Eli, Amod no Eli, Mosesani, please kill me. Kiachazani hashavots. What is hashavots? Look in 26 from him to the Tzion, Shmuel Beis Parakala Posik Tes, hashavots choli hareses. I think it means fear, it was frightened, you know, it was simply he was over to what he called, took over his thinking, a shock or maybe, you know, and he said, so therefore in Posik Yud, the guy says, I did it. Well, Emor Olav Amiseik, I knew that he wasn't going to live anyway. Kiadati kilo yichya acharei niflot. So this was not physician assisted suicide, it was soldier assisted suicide, right? I mean, you know, it was just helped Shaul die. And David,
He was dying already.
And then they took the crown, brought it to David, and David tore Kriya, and he says the famous Pasuk Yud Beis, right? Alam Hashem al Beis Yisrael kinofa b'char, which we borrow in the Kinnas. Anyway, and but David was angry at this person, as you should have done, and he killed him again. That's not the issue. The Ralbag. And Shmuel Beis Park, I mean, it's an issue because David got angry at him. So the Ralbag in source 27, Shmuel Beis Park Alef Pasuk Yudalid, David said, "How could you do that?" So the Ralbag says, "Yesh lismo, madua tziva David lahargo. Why would David kill this guy? Okay, vine also zeberotzon Shaul. Of course, he did what Shaul asked him to do." Right? I mean, he was fulfilling Shaul's will.
And that he was so good in Moriba Machas?
Oh, so that's what, he says, the answer, the famous answer, like we had last week said to the Adam Rishon, would you listen to the snake for? Right? Look at the last line of 27. Ki divrei harav, divrei talmud, divrei mishnah, what if Shaul told me to kill you? You know, he's here at Torah, al dar ha-hamosah, and kol shekein ha-hamosah samalochim. Certainly. So therefore, he was wrong. Okay, so the Daz, the Cain of Baliatosis, back in source 28, that's back here in Parshas Noah. And our Pusuk, Paraktes Pusuk Haim Bereshis, the Daz of Canaan, printed on the page in the regular Mikros Gedolos, says, and this is really our discussion, he says, this is a Azhara, it's a warning to kill yourself and so on, and he says, you're not allowed to harm yourself, look at the second line of 28, Ihu yare shalo yuchal ba'atzmo la'amod b'nisayon. You can't withstand this testimony, you can't take it anymore. Okay? Talmud Omer, ah. He said, listen to this carefully. Ki b'shas hashmad, yocholim sor atzmo l'misa ol harag atzmo. Okay? What if it's a shas hashmad? They're torturing Jews. Right? They want to mock and torture Jews. So people, we'll see later, there was a question, the Tshuva Samim Amakim, Rav Ashri from the Kovno Geta, was asked this question, you know, the Germans like to torture Jews and mock them and so on. So what's, can we kill ourselves before? So Daz the Kanim goes on, he says, V'chein b'shol ben kish, what somebody said, Shol, who told him why? Because shem yarei adam shem yasul o yisurin kashim shelo yisbo lo yuchal yisbo v'lamod ben yisrael shechol ahargis atzmo. If a person is afraid that he's going to be subjected to terrific torture and he won't be able to take it, you can kill your own self. Now, that possibly, this das hakanim, possibly has ramifications, not in a case of shmad, but in a case of a person who just can't take the pain. Well, it's not, none of us ever know from it, or no people know from it, it's terrible. But you have it sometimes, physicians know, people, they can't tolerate the pain anymore. And, you know, but he says again, the language, in yore adam shema yasulo yisur in kashim. Now, you could argue that das hakanim is talking only in shmad, but it does open the door to saying that if it's not in the time of shmad, a guy's in the hospital, he's got this terrible disease, and he's suffering, he's in tremendous pain, then maybe you're allowed to kill yourself in such a case. Umikan mevin raya, osan shashok, there were times in Europe where they in the Crusades where they slaughtered. They have in the Kinnis also. They slaughtered their own children and other people's children. And Yesha also, but others disagree. Others say no, you can't do it. Okay, he says.
What about by the
Yeah, right. Some of the pasuk in Eicha. Yeah, maybe that was. It's a good question. Maybe after the children died, maybe they could. But Einachanami, we'll see. We'll see another case. But the Gemara, the Daz Kanim says, you, no matter what, you're not allowed to kill yourself. That's the second view. I Shaul. So look four lines in the bottom 28. V'Shaul Shalom B'Shus Chachamim Asa. Shaul's wrong. That's the active connected halacha. That's the other side of it. So it can go either way. In other words, Rabbi Zita, you asked, do you see anything in Pesukim would tell you? Well, the Daz Kanim is saying, we can't really tell. You can bring a raya from Shaul that under those extreme circumstances you can do it. However, there's another opinion that says Shaul, Shalok, Rishus Chacham also. Okay? Right the other way. Right. So Shaul was against it. And that was a whole debate. There was a certain Rav who slaughtered the children himself before the Crusaders came. And others say he was wrong. So that's the issue. Now, it's interesting, this idea of trying to escape pain. So the Gemara says in Ksubas, Lamed Gimel Beis, 29. The Omar Rav said, Ilmali Nagdua Lechanani Mishov Azaria, Paul Chulat Salmo. Chanani Mishov Azaria were summoned to the court of Nebuchadnezzar. This is in Psukim and Daniel. I didn't print the Psukim, it was all in Aramaic. Okay, not part of Daniel. But anyway, they came to, and they had different names there. But anyway, so they came to Nebuchadnezzar, and he ordered them to bow down to this Telem, and they refused to do it. But says the Gemara, if they would have beaten them and tortured them, they would have bowed down. Meaning that sometimes it's easier to give up your life than to live with torture. And it's probably true. Now, some people, the torture is so intense, you cannot, you know, they don't want to kill you, right? They want to torture you into doing it. And you'd rather kill yourself.
In military circumstances, that's classic.
Sure, exactly.
They torture the person.
To get the information, right? They're not going to kill you. You can be surprised what you live through. Right?
In this case,
yeah.
If it's Yehra Vayavor,
but I'm saying, but
so
you're right.
You have to avoid that.
I agree. But says the Gemara that they wouldn't have been able to do it. You and I can sit and say that they should have, but the Gemara, I'm just reading the Gemara. Okay? They wouldn't have been able to withstand the temptation. They would have bowed. That's what it says. That's Ilmole Nagdua Lacharayim Shavazar, Pochul Atzalma. They would have worshipped this Tzalim. That's what it says. So now, the Gemara says in Gittin, that's a famous story, in 30 I'll say it outside to save a few minutes, but people know the story because it comes up in the Kinnis also. The Gittin Nun Zanim Beis, that's in the Gemara that you're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. Right? The Gemara tells the story of the 400 young men and young women who were taken captive by the Romans after the Churban Bayis Sheni. And the Dalet Maase B'Dalet Meos Yilod V'Yilod, again, Gittin Nun Zanim Beis, right? Tells that whole story, we know about it from Tisha B'Av. And basically they killed themselves, they jumped into they were being taken, the women, the young ladies to be raped, and the young men for Mishkav Zohar, for homosexuality and so on. And so they jumped into the ocean. First the girls did, then the boys did. And that's the pasuk at the end of 30, Ki Alecha Ragnu Kol Hayom, right? You know, now you nechshavnu kitzon tivcha. So again, one of the tragic stories. So on that Gemara, Rashi explains on 31, right? Mishkav Zohar was Yeladim Mishkav Zohar Lekolom, right? Yeladim Mishkav Zohar, Yeladim Tlpilakshim, fine. And they said it for the women, which technically speaking is, it's, you know, normal intercourse. It's a kavachoma, right? It's a kavachoma. Okay. So Tosus makes an interesting comment there in Gittin and Zainabay's important comment. 32. Okay. What do you mean? How did they kill themselves? Isn't there a Gemara of Avodah Zarah, which we'll see in a second, which says, Muta Vishit Lena Mishanos Navaya Chaba Batzma? You're not allowed to harm yourself. Okay. Why were they allowed to do that? We'll see what happens. Why are you allowed to harm yourself? So says Tosus, Hacha Yireim Hayum Yisurin. They were afraid of the torture. That's they were afraid said. Of the, that's right. Now you have a Gemara. Okay, Tosus. Tosus interpreting the Gemara. And he brings the raya from Ksubas. They would have not, and therefore if you're suffering, or you're afraid of suffering, it sounds like you can kill yourself. Then, I don't know, some fine. Now what Gemara is referring to in Avodah Zarah? That's also a famous Gemara we just had in Yom Kippur, right? 33 is the story of one of the Asara Harugei Malchus of Chanan ben Trajan, right? He was the one who was caught. That again, I'm not going to read the whole thing. You all know the story. Avodah Zarah Yud Chai Sabat Aleph, right? He was studying Torah, and they took him, and they wrapped him up in the Sefer Torah, and as it says there, Havi Sugin Shel Tzema, they put wet sponge wools on him to keep to prolong the torture and so on and so forth, and he was burnt on fire. And that's what he said. But they asked him, "What do you see?" He says he sees, you know, the letters flying. Oh, says Parshas, and so on and so forth. Okay, we all know the story. So at one point in the end of the fourth, Afata Psach Picha, if you open your mouth, the burning flames will go into your mouth. You'll die faster. So Bichanim Chajun said, three lines in the bottom, Mutav Shitlena Mishinosna Vayachval Hubatsu, I'm not allowed to hasten my own death. Then, what's called here the, Kaltz Tenori, the executioner, okay, said, if I take off the sponges, okay, can I go to Amabah? And he said, yeah, and that's when Rebbe says, Yesh Kolam Olam Bachsha. Ah, that's fine, we know the story, but the bottom line is, Rabbi Bichanim Chajun did not do anything to hasten his own death, even under tremendous pain. But, now, yours is your point, he did permit someone else to do something, although what he permitted to someone else to do was not to actively do anything, but to remove that was preventing him. So to remove the Monea, right. Exactly.
Okay. Jumped into the fire.
But he killed himself. He was a goydos, I don't know. And he got on the boat, yeah. So Tosis and Avodah Zarah there, on that sugir, Chesem and Aleph 35, says, Ober Omer Rabbeinu Tam. Now again, so the Tosus in Gittin brings a raya from the Gemara of Avodah Zarah that you're not allowed to do anything, and therefore Tosus was different for these young men and young women because they were afraid of torture. So it sounds like afraid of pain, and in our case, someone who's actually already in pain, would not be allowed. However, Rabbi Natam qualifies. Rabbi Natam in Tosus of Avodah Zarah, Chesem and Aleph, Divumas of Ayachlo Ba'atzmo, says, Omer Rabbi Natam, Dehecha Shirein Pen Yavirim Uvdechem La'Avera, that there has to be a fear that they're going to make him do an Avera, right? Kagonai the Yisurin, then it's Mitzvah L'Chavatzmo and so on and so forth. He said, Rabbi Natam seems to say that fear of the pain alone is not enough. It's as a result of the pain, you're going to have to do an Avera, you're going to have to renounce Judaism and so on, like the case of those 400 young men and women who are going to be used for sexual impropriety and so on and so forth. That's the situation. And the Ritva, likewise in his Chidushim, there in Avodah Zarah Yud Chesem and Aleph 36, he says, he quotes Rabbi Natam, Shem Misyare Shalechichu Lavor Adas. Then it's mutter, if what you're doing is going against your religion. And he says, and the issue of Shaul also, the Torah Tainas, the Shaul, they wanted to get him to renounce belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now where he gets that, I'm not sure. But he says, Yochal afil k'shaul melech Yisrael, perish shechovol ba'atzmo, mibnei shayam misyare shema aviru al adas. I don't know where he gets that from, but maybe, but that's what he says. Okay? And that's the situation with Shaul. And he says, and he says, whether we apply this or not. Anyway, so now we have some who say that the only heter, so to speak, is when there is a religious, it's a shmad, and you have to give, fear of pain alone is not sufficient. And that's really the crux of this discussion. Because this would have no bearing, if the issue was that this would have no bearing on a person in a hospital in pain, no one's telling him to worship Avodah Zarah, or to abandon Judaism. So it's as opposed to, let's say, a guy in war being tortured, an Israeli soldier, whatever, you could make such a chiluk. The Rosh and Moed Katan Paragimel Siman Sadi Dalet also says that fear was, that Shaul was allowed, but that was a different story, maybe because he was a melech. The Orchis Chayim, 38, Din Abbas Hashem Yerusha O Simon Aleph, it's in Chelik Beis, it's Sefer Orchis Chaim, was a Rishon, Baron HaKohen of Lunil. He quotes the Medrash, and he says, Pirish Bishas Hashmad, Yochol Limsa Atzmo Lemiso Lahargis Atzmo, Imu Yorah Shelo Yuchal Lamo Binisan. That's Dafke Shas Hashmad. The time of... Okay, fine. I'm saying, but he's saying, but right? Not no, but he's stressing it's Dafke Shas Hashmad. Okay? What about Shaul? Yeah, okay. Well, what about Shaul? Shaul he's not learning like the Ritva. The Orchis Chaim, not learning. What about Shaul? He was just afraid of Yisur and Kashim. He was just afraid of the pain and the torture. He says at the end, Shaul ben Kish, Shaul kitzon kacham. So Shaul was wrong, so we can't learn from Shaul. Okay? The Shach Shach quotes the Zohar Kodesh, fine. There's a long piece in the Yamshul Shlomo on that sugya in Baba Kama Perkhes. It's Os Nun Tesim and Nun Tesim in the Yamshul Shlomo. Okay? He says, the pashtus is, we'll look at just a few quotes from there. He says, second line, She'osur laharog is atzmo b'shum dover shiyareh. You cannot kill yourself or have someone else kill you just because you're afraid of something. And rather, even if you're kidnapped by goyim. Okay, Mikol Mokom on the third line, Lo Yomis Etz Atzmo, V'Yisbol Kol Ha'inuim L'Fi Kocho. You have to do your best to withstand whatever suffering there is. And maybe, Kodesh Baruch Hu, you never know, right? Kodesh Baruch Hu, like Hanayim Mishon Azariah, they went into the fiery furnace, they came out okay. So you never know what the future is going to bring. We hear cases from time to time of a person who wakes up from a coma and so on. And, I read somewhere that there's some case in Europe, your daughter woke up from a coma. Okay, I didn't know that. But in a case in Europe where the person not only woke up, but he was able to tell, he heard, he told over what was going on. You know, he couldn't communicate because of his, and he couldn't open his eyes even, but he was in, but he had heard it. So anyway, so that's what the Yamshul doesn't know about the comas, but he's just saying, you know, you never know what happens. And later on in that piece, again, it's a long piece, he also, as it was alluded before, he makes different chilukim. Okay? So if a person, if there is a greater gain, then you can ask somebody else to do it to you. Okay, for example, in the case he says of Shaul, if Shaul would have been killed and they would have paraded Shaul's body around, so it would have demoralized the whole Israeli, in Eretz Yisrael, they could troops, these Israeli soldiers, and so more people would have died, right? It would have been demoralizing to see the melech, his head on a pole or whatever it is, you know. So the yiplu kama revovos me, so who knows how more people would have died. So again, there were external factors, okay? So therefore, for pikuach nefesh acherim, Shaul was trying to save more people. So that's a different story. But he says also, again, mucham das hari, in the second part.
That question comes up in the army.
Yeah.
Whether a guy's allowed to jump on a grenade
to save others, right? Right. You're letting that that's not right. They're different, right? Right. To save somebody else. Yeah, anyway, these are all things that the Yamshul Shlomo brings up in terms of Psak Halacha. So the Shulchan Aruch says these didn't appear in Simon Shin Mem He of Yoredeya, source 41. Shin Mem He. Shim Hishmad, yes. Shim Mem Hei of Yoredeya talks about, I quote, the first two Sifim that I printed were just from the Rambam, what's Ma'abed Latzmo Adas, but in Sif Gimel he writes, B'chein Godol HaMa'abed Latzmo Adas, who Onus Kishol HaMelech. It was Onus, then Ein Monim, you can give him a proper burial. And by the way, Lahalocha, that's usually when Rachman Al-San, somebody commits suicide, L'maisa, that's we do bury him. You sue him at the last minute. The person changed his mind. He was forced.
Yeah, crazy.
Right. It was crazy. It wasn't in command of his faculties and so on.
And what if
okay.
What if we didn't say that?
Huh? So we'd have to bury him somewhere else, in the cemetery. Now the poskim there on the page in the Shulchan Aruch Shimon Hay. So the Shach comments in Sifkot Vav, Shaul Amelach Shaharig Asatzim Visharosh Aplishtim Yasubo Kirtzon Viargu. He saw the Plishtim anyway. Okay, that's what we said before. We're looking at Bikiva Eger. That's important. 43. Bikiva Eger there on the page in Yoredeisim and Shin Mem Hay. He quotes a Chuvas Besomim Rosh, who talks about can a person kill himself? Heichosh Yiskefehu Yitzro. His, you know, his emotions or whatever getting the better, he can't stand living anymore, and so on. And he says, quotes at the end, in the name of the Ritva, Derashoy Lasos Kain V'im Kain Al Kolponim Lav B'chla Ma'avid Atzmo Dasu. Some people say that it's allowed. That's what he quotes this Shuvah B'samim Rosh. On printed on the side of the page, you don't have it on your sheets because it's not on the computer, but there's a commentary printed on the regular Yoredeya, the Beis Lechem Yehuda. On the side of the page in Yoredeya, in Simon Shin Mem Hey, he writes, I'll read it inside, Benirali, Hu Adin, Imemis Atzmo Sheroi, Sheyore. A guy kills himself because he's afraid. Shalo Yovoli De Inuyim Gedolim. Right, he's afraid of being tortured and suffering and so on. Bevadai eino ma'abed atzmo das. That's not called ma'abed atzmo das. So that's already an interesting heter. Now, the Pisrei Tshuva, back in the source sheet 44, there in Yoredeya Simon Shimon Hayitzit Katan Beis, the Pisrei Tshuva talks about ma'abed atzmo das. He quotes this Tshuva B'samim Rosh, and he gives the details. By the way, I have the Tshuva B'samim Rosh at home, and this Simon there, quoting Simon Shimon Hay, it's not in there. It goes straight from Shimon Dal to Shimon Vav. We'll get that right now. It's not in there. Sure. Okay. Oh, and what's the case? Pisrei Tshuva had it, and then Rabbi Akiva Eiger had it. Shekasu be'echad choser lechem. The person was starving, no bread, starving to death. Okay. And Amar, look at the Ma'astich, I can't stand my life, I can't live like this anymore. V'ibid atzmo, the Eino Nikra, that abbreviation stands for Ma'abid Atzmo Dats. Kol she'osa can be reboot sarosov, daigos, v'yisurin, or inu gomor, or oni gomor, and so on. Well, that's a big hat there, and that's, of course, will have tremendous ramifications in our case. A person can't live anymore. This is a person not necessarily suffering physically, but he can't, you know, he can't face life. Well, this opens the door. The Piskei Tshuva says, many people are mefakpek about this sefer, B'samim Rosh, because it's attributed to the Rosh. Now, the Rosh is one of the Amodei Ha'ara, right? The Rebbeinu Osher is one of the most important poskim of the Rishonim, right? One of the three that the Shulchan Aruch bases decisions on. So the B'samim Rosh. So it says, Lav Gushpanka the Harosh Chasma. This is considered to be a sefer that the Rosh didn't write. It's an interesting sefer, but it's not from the Rosh. That's a fake. And he quotes the Shulchan Chasam Sofer, who has a Loshon, Uvazeh Mizdayef. This is a forgery. Sometimes the Rebbeinu Chasam Sofer, not an Aruch source, but refer to the sefer as the Kizvei Harosh. Uh-huh. Not Kisvei Harosh, but Kizvei, the falsehood of the Rosh. So in my edition of Chasam Sofer, it says Kisvei Harosh, because the print of them can't be Kisvei. He didn't know. Correct. No, he meant it. It's a hyper-correction. He corrected it. No, it's not Kisvei. He meant it. Kisvei HaRosh. And indeed, in the Chuvos Chasam Sofer that I printed here in 45, Chelek HaRadeh, Siman Shin Chav Vav, Oz Gimel, he quotes this B'samim Rosh, he says that it's a forgery in his diet and so on, and therefore, look at the last few words of 45, Umuchach, somebody suffering greatly, you consider Rotzeach not allowed to do it. However, with or without the B'samim Rosh, there are other Achronim who disagree. The Beis Ephraim, in his Tshuvas, source 46, Yardei Simon Ayin Vav, quotes also this B'samim Rosh. You know, they ask, it's such a forgery, so why did Kiva Eger quote it all the time? You know, that it was a forgery. So they said, well, Kiva Eger knew which things the Rosh would have said. You know, okay, but anyway, but the Beis Ephraim also quotes the Sefer, okay? And he brings, there are many places where people gave up their lives rather than face tsar. I'll say it outside, but look at the last few lines. He says, Chanan are seven sons, right? There are other cases, and there are many cases. But again, in those cases, it was because of Shema. It was because of Avera. So that's the question. Okay, the Sholom Meshav, Yosef Shol Nathanson, 47, Shmadura Kama Chelegimel Simon Reish Yud Zayin, also quotes this B'Sam Rosh, and he says, never mind that the B'Sam Sofer says it's Nizdayev. On this, Uve Emes Eino Ziyuf, he says towards the end, right? The Beis Ephraim and so on. So there's room for, you know, for some discussion. The Chidah, that's not in, in his commentary on that Sugi in Gittin, in Parakan Izok, in Nun Zayin, so the Chidah, he, you know, he quotes the different opinions, and he says, the only heter is when there's a religious issue involved. If there's no religious piece in it, it's aser. And he says, I the Beis Lechem Yehuda. So he says, V'koshel Arab. I think the Beis Lechem Yehuda is wrong. Okay, so you see that it's a machlokas haposkim. He says the same thing does the Chidah in his tshuvas called Chaim Shaw, Chelek Aleph, Sim Mem Vav, 48. V'nira Poshut, Tafilu Yarmin Asurin Aser. It's only Avera, it's only when it's Yotzim and Hadas, and he also concludes Mikan Kosha, Rabbi Beis Lechem Yehuda, and so on. So obviously what it comes down to, bottom line, is a machlokas achronim. There's a tshuva from the Shlomo Kluger, which you don't have either. Tuv Tam Vadas, Madura Gimel Chelek Beis and Reish Beis. He says it may even be a mitzvah if a, you know, if a person can't tolerate it. But I did quote, you know, I mentioned before, the Shalos HaTshuvas Mima Makim. That's of Ephraim Oshri, who was the Rav of the Kovno Ghetto during the Holocaust. The story is, and Lauren Lisa, that's where I went to meet him. Okay, I have an inscribed edition. I went to him and asked him to inscribe. Didn't write much, I said, Bididus, Ephraim Oshri. He died not that long ago. Not there, I don't know. Yeah, 10 years ago or more? 10, 15 years ago. Yeah. He looked at old man. Anyway, he was in the cover. The story is, that the Germans were, of course, the Nazis, were very meticulous, you know, if we know. So their plan, apparently, they were going to make, after they wiped out all the Jews, they were going to have a museum of what used to be the Jewish religion. So they preserved Gemaras and Shulchan Aruch. They would have this museum. This was the Jewish religion. And he was put in charge. So during the war, and again, he had access to Svarim. So he had Shilas. He had all the Svarim because he was watching. Anyway, I'm not sure. I don't know. But anyway, I mean, obviously a big Talmud Chacham. Anyway, he was asked, and this is in Chelek Aleph, Siman Vav, he was asked this question. By the way, the most moving parts of these Tshuvas is the opening paragraph when he tells you the circumstances under which he was asked these questions. It's just staggering. I mean, it's really unbelievable. You know, really unbelievable. So, and he gives you unbelievable. Just unbelievable. And but he talks about Dina Ma'abed Adas Ma'abed Atzmodas Kadesh Shiyovel Kever Yisrael. If I kill myself here in the ghetto before they take us on the march and drop our bodies who knows where and pile them up and so on, at least I'll get the... Anyway, that's the thing. So he basically, I mean, you know, he says that he concludes that it's, you know, it's technically mutter, okay, but you don't think you should publicize. He said, Lamaisim Kovna, nobody did it. People had bitachon and so on. But anyway, that's the issue. Just to finish up with a couple of other things, just getting over quickly to some contemporary poskim, we'll wrap up. There is a sugya in Ksubas, source 49, back on the sheets, Daf Kuf Dalam and Aleph. In Ksubas, that's the sugya, it was called Ashkavta de Rebbe, describing the illness and passing of Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi. Ashkavta de Rebbe. Now, Rebbe had terrible stomach problems and so on and so forth. So Rebbe was dying, and, you know, all the Talmidim were saying, Tillim, you know, and so on, typical kind of thing. And the maid in the house said, I'll say it outside, you know, El Yonim Abakshins Rebbe, you know, the heavens want Rebbe and the earth wants Rebbe, and I hope we win over here, you know, down here on earth. But then she saw the tsar that Rebbe was in, and, you know, he had to go to the bathroom all the time. He kept having to take off his tefillin, you know, as Rashi says in 50, dal kamazim, oh, kamazim, beis hakise, decholim me'ayim habalei, he had some intestinal, stomach ailment, and so on and so forth. So finally, but the rabbis kept davening, so as long as they were davening, he didn't die because of the koach atfilas. So she went outside and she threw some kind of a rock or something, made a big noise, and everybody stopped. Why? You know, he looked outside. What happened? And in that second, Rebbe died, right? Because the tefillas had stopped temporarily. So that opens up a whole discussion. Are you allowed to be mevakesh that somebody should die? Are you allowed to request? Sometimes you want to request the person should die already. You know, it's such torture. Rebbe was in torture. So the Ran discusses that in the Dar Mem Amud Aleph, source 51. He says, "Pa'amim shetzarach levakesh rachamim ala chola sheyamos." Sometimes you want to that the appropriate rachamim is that the chola should die. I don't know if I mentioned, I think I had mentioned the story when my mother, Shalom, was ill. So, you know, my parents were prominent people in the United States, here up the block. And so when my mother was ill, they made a tehillim. They got the whole shul together to say tehillim, and she was very ill. And it was a Tuesday night, and Rabbi Adler asked me to lead the tehillim. But I told Rabbi Adler, you know, I thought at that point, in fact, a week earlier, I already thought, the doctor said it was, you know, it was imminent. So I thought that to be mispala for a foolish shlema, it's mamash a tefillah shav. It was, or if not a tefillah shav, but shalok kederach hateva. You're asking for a nace. We're asking for a nace, you know. So we don't usually ask for a nace. I remember I spoke to Rabbi Shechter. I said, what are I daven for? They ask for a nace. It's not kederach hateva that she should recover. So he said, you should daven for rachamei shamayim. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu decide is the rachamim, he'll decide. Sometimes the racham is a personal peril. Sometimes the racham will have a miraculous recovery. You don't ask directly for a nace. Right, right, exactly. So I told the Adler that I'll lead the tillim, but at the end I'm not going to say the standard text of the Mishapera. I didn't want to make a whole announcement in the shul, mix people up, so I just said, a lot of times they say the Mishnah Berurah quietly anyway. So I said quietly, and I'll just say out loud with no more, man, I'm just going to change the text a little bit, just ask for Rachim and not for a foolish time. He said, fine. Anyway, Lamaisa, she passed away the next day. She said this, so I found out afterwards, it was a Wednesday afternoon, Erev Rosh Hashanah. So I found out afterwards that people in the shul were very taken because, very upset because here we had hundreds of people said tefillah and she died the next day when Kodesh Baruch Hu rejected our tefillahs. So they told me, I wasn't there, I was in my own shul obviously, but they said Rabbi Adler gave a talk and he explained that no, Kodesh Baruch Hu accepted the tefillahs. He explained what I had said, that we asked me for rachamim. So sometimes you mispala for rachamim. However, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman writes, in his Tshuvas Minchas Shlomo 52, Chelek Aleph Simen Sari Aleph, we'll finish up. He says, if the chol is suffering greatly, he should die, but you can't do anything to hasten his death. That you can't do. You can daven is one thing, but to do anything, and not only that, but he says you can even mechal Shabbos to save him. He's still alive. Okay, mechal Shabbos, chayav l'sasek batzalos l'chal abes haShabbos. Okay, and that's because it says in, again, back in Masechus Smachos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, goses hareu kechay l'chol davar. A goses is a person who's in the throes of death, right? He's dying. And not just, you know, he's going to die in a few years. Mamish, you know, the last, he's considered alive. Yeah. And in Halacha Dal, Rala touch him. And that's what it says there in Masechus Smachos. In Halacha Dal, it gives an example. Reb Meir would give an example. He would say, it's like a candle. The wick is flickering. Well, if you touch the wick, it's going to go out. Right? It might flicker for another 10 minutes, but if you adjust it, touch it, move it, it's going to go out. That's exactly. And that's the mission. Shabbos Kufna.
So what you said is a steer.
Yeah, why?
Because the Indian of a ghost is you can't even touch them or move them because they're afraid. So what do you mean, a feel of kama fami?
What do you mean?
Right,
well, no, he wasn't talking about a ghost, though, necessarily. What? He wasn't necessarily talking about a ghost. He was talking about a person.
So that's the definition.
He's just suffering. He's not necessarily a ghost.
Well, what's the, okay. what was the term we used for before is a ghost?
Shimmer, I don't know. Shimmer, I can get up and walk, huh?
No,
he'll hold ghosts, yeah. Well, I get.
But you're not allowed to kill.
No, you can save him. I'm not sure.
If you can, you have to save him.
Right, that's Shlomo's point. You're allowed to mechal Shabbat. What's that filu kama pa'amim mean?
People,
I guess. Yeah, because right, you're definitely going to touch him. Maybe change the line, change the feeding tube. I don't know. You have to figure. I'm not sure.
Maybe,
I'm not sure.
Maybe don't touch him. Yeah, for some other reason.
Right, no, or you can do something else without touching him.
But
you can help him without touching him. Maybe that's. I'm not sure.
No, but you can cure him. They're talking about when you can't cure him. You just
right.
Got to touch him.
To move them, right? That's the case in a seventh month.
Better position at the law.
Right, that you can't do. Right. So that's the Gemara Shabbos, and the Gemara Mishnah Shabbos takes it a step further. Kufnun Aleph and Beis. The Mishnah says, "Hamatzim im yitzis hanofesh harayzah shofeh domim." You caused the guy to die 10 seconds early. They would have died. You're a shofeh domim. Okay, and that's what Rashi says. It's a good question. I'm not sure. It says, "Shebetoreich muat." Any little bit you can make carve misoso. And the Gemara has. In Shabbos, Kufnun Aleph and Beis, and so it's 56, the Shofar Dom, and he gives the same mashal with the candle flickering. Now, in the Sefer Chassidim, and that's in the standard Sefer Chassidim that we have, Reish Lamed Dalet, okay, it says, you can cry out and so on and so forth, but even if a guy can't, live, I'm sorry, when can you cry out? He says, Kesha Adam Goses, Kesha Nefesh Adam Yotze, Ain Soakin Lav Shatosh of Nafsho. You don't have to pray that he should recover. He can only live a short while. You're davening, so he should feel pain? Let the guy die. Now, that's what David Chassidim says, right? He said, that's why you can daven for a person to die, because you shouldn't daven to say that he should have a refuah, they should live another 5 days and suffer. That you don't do. But, again, and later in the Sefer Chassidim, Tavshin Chav Gimel, Ein Garmin La'adam Shal Yomis Mehera. You can't cause him to die further. Now there's another Ksav Yad of the Sefer Chassidim, so called Ksav Yad Forma, put out by Vistanetsky, they call it the Vistanetsky edition. It's a different arrangement and different things. So in Shin Tezvav, it says clearly, Im Adam Sovel Yisurim Gedolim. If a person is suffering greatly, V'omer Le'echad Plonia Toroa Shal Echa, you see I'm not going to live. So please, Hargani, Kilo Uchal is why I can't take it. Lo Yigabo, you know, I'll touch him. Okay, and then he deals with what he do with Shaul and Avimelech in all these cases. In the Shulchan Aruch, with Paskin like that, the Rambam, Hilchosava Perak Dal, Alacha, hey, Paskin, you're not allowed to touch it, go say, Shulchan Aruch as well, Simon Shin Lama Tes, Sif, hey. The Ramah adds, however, remember the case of Rechim Ben Chadron? While you can't do anything actively to hasten the person's death, but if there's something that's preventing him from dying, then you can remove that. And that's the case that the Shulchan Aruch mentions. Sometimes a person's dying and then someone's banging outside. They're drilling or banging. And so every time, like, you know, sometimes you fall asleep and there's a noise and you jolt up. So that happens when you're dying also. A person will be dying and then the sound jolts him. So you can tell the guy to stop banging for a minute. Let the person die. That you're allowed. Now, Moshe Feinstein has two tshuvas, several tshuvas about it. I'm just finishing up with these ones in 61. Igros Moshe Chosh Mishra Chelik Beis Simon Ayin Gimel. His question is in Os Aleph. Im Yesh Cholim She'en Li Tein Lahem Trufos La'arachas Chayim. Are there any cases where it's not proper to give people medicine to prolong their lives? And he says, yes. Okay. The doctors say he's not going to recover. And he won't live without suffering. So then, Moshe Paskins, okay? Now, to give him pills that'll make him die faster, no. Even that, though, is its own question, because sometimes you give him the morphine, let's say, it will hasten his death, but you're giving it to him to control the pain, so that is allowed. Because, they, you know, okay. Exactly. Hospice gives a limited amount. That's all. Yeah, sure.
We have to watch.
That's right. You have to make sure, because they're exactly right. Okay.
Your attitude is, you know,
do whatever you have to do. No, that's exactly correct. Okay, but you're not allowed to shorten his life by even a minute on purpose. In the next tshuva, same area. Choshe Mishra Chelebeis and Simon Ayin Dalad. Okay, you're giving things which are not going to heal him, but it'll take away his suffering and so on. So he says, there's no reason to allow. We can remove things that are preventing him from dying, okay, but otherwise, you know, not to do anything, but we can, Ramosha clarifies, when can we take away something that's keeping him alive, like with the banging? That's when he's suffering right now. Okay, if the person is suffering, then, but if the guy is not in pain, and you have external things, it could have been Shadyun was suffering, was on fire. Okay, but if it's something keeping a person alive, he's not in pain, well, then you can't even do that. You can't even do it because he's not in pain. Now, Lemaisa, doctors assume.
First of all, it's Sheva Tasa. Second of all, it's external to this person anyway.
But you can't play. They can stop on their own, but you can't tell them. Okay. The point being, Moshe is clarifying that even this heter to remove the monea, remove what's preventing him from dying, is only allowed if they're suffering. Now it's assumed, and that's how Moshe says, and other Shlomo Zalman also says that the act of dying is also pain. Okay, and that's what Moshe writes in a different shuva, printed in 63, Chelik Beis of Yoreh Deis Simukufai Anav Gimel. He says, you can't extend the life when a person's, you know, if the person's in pain, and even if people think he's not in pain, very often he is. Yeah.
Well, nowadays, people don't have to be in pain.
Right.
How would you apply that? I mean, there's no reason for when a person is dying that they are in pain. There are medications that are given that take them out of pain completely.
Right, like morphine.
Things like that.
Right. Now, so Ramosha writes, and you know, he says, even when there is pain, even though we can't recognize it. Afshalonika alonu. I don't know. You know, again, you're allowed to give them medication to ease the pain. But sometimes those medications hasten the death also. So yeah, that's what you have to have that balance.
Okay.
You are allowed to administer morphine. You are allowed to.
What happens is, in other words, to get into hospice from the government's point of view.
Yeah, you have to be at a certain.
You have to give up. The regular medication.
Right.
In other words, you're saying that
whatever the disease is, that the disease, I'm not recovering from the disease.
I'm not recovering from the disease, and basically, I want to live as long and as comfortable as I can. Famous case, Art Buchwald.
Yeah, the humorist.
Yeah. They estimate that in the average, you know, the average life is from 8 to 10 days in hospice. He lived for 14 months.
Oh, really?
In hospice.
Right.
He gave up dialysis.
Uh-huh.
14 months he lived through it.
Wow.
Wrote articles and all kinds of stuff.
Uh-huh. I didn't know that.
The New York Times, a lot of the papers did stories about, you know,
I remember vaguely that he,
So the Indianism, they teach this in hospice. In other words, the idea is to put the person to be comfortable, right?
Right.
The problem you have to watch for.
Yeah, because they give more.
Is that the nurses figure, you know, like, come on.
Let's get this over with.
You have to watch that.
Okay, the last two, but you are allowed to administer morphine if it's to alleviate the pain, but you have to watch how much, right? Since Eliezer is more math,
tell the guys that started to start hammering.
Yeah.
You're certainly not allowed to turn off the ventilator.
Right.
That's
a nice way of dying.
Once you start a machine, you got to
take it off. The question is, we have to start in the first place. That's a different
issue.
In any event, so just I want to point out the last two tshuvas of Tzitz Eliezer, Chelekei, Ramat Rachelsim, Chavtes. He says, you know, again, the issur of causing somebody. The person's not living, and what kind of life is that? But he says, right? You never know. It's called Chaya Shah. This Chaya is against Moshe, because Moshe says you are allowed to do it if it's going to be painful. And Tzitz Eliezer, who was, of course, in Shaar Tzedek Hospital, was not that way. He speaks about Chaya Shah. In Chelek Tesim and Memzayin, he says it again. He says, even if the person is screaming, I'd rather die. But, you know, even though it's a bitter and terrible life, but he says every moment of life counts. Halacha lemaisa, again, you know, the case should never come up, but you have to look into each case. Lemaisa, physician-assisted suicide, from our point of view, while there are poskim who seem to say that if it's to prevent pain, which is usually what it's about, you know, there's room for heter, I think the more broader consensus is that that would not be allowed. The case ever comes up, you have to look into it individually. Okay, I go to Bach. Sorry, I went a few minutes over. Good luck.